share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Police officers successfully foiled a man's attempt at assassinating the former Malaysian Prime Minister, including a few other ministers in the Pakatan Harapan, PH, government. According to Astro Awani, the assistant director of the Special Anti-Terrorism Branch, E8, Azman Omar shared that the individual was arrested in January 2020 and admitted to planning the attacks. The individual confessed to planning the attack against former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and several other cabinet ministers during the PH government's administration, including former Penang Chief Minister Lim Guan Eng, former minister in the Prime Minister's department Datuk Seri Mujahid Yusof, and former Attorney General Tan Sri Tommy Thomas. The suspect was apparently working alone and is believed to be involved in terrorist activities and planned the attacks to show support for the militant group, Daesh. On 6 to 7 January 2020, we arrested a local man along with five others, following their involvement in producing IS, Daesh, propaganda videos and death threats against the country's leaders. During the investigation, the man involved admitted he intended to launch individual attacks on several government leaders by stabbing them with knives or sharp objects as a sign of supporting IS, Daesh, he said. The E8 has since arrested a total of seven individuals, including the suspect. Azman also shared that he arrested another Malaysian man in Singapore last August. The arrest was made due to the suspect's involvement in financing militant activities as well as planning to go to Syria to join the Daesh militant group. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, PDRM inspector arrested after allegedly selling seized drugs back to syndicate. Source: SMI. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.